Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Now, what about the rise of Neil Richmond? A senior Fine Gael TD has accused the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar of ageism and of leading a Dublin-centric party. It's after Dublin Rathdown TD Neil Richmond was appointed to replace Damien English as junior minister for enterprise. The opposition claims, though, the government is obsessed with the capital, while 10 counties remain without ministerial representation. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is here. He's been looking into this and canvassing views. What do we know of the appointment and reaction to it, Barry?
Yeah, yesterday Damien English resigned amid revelations he had misled Meath County Council over a planning issue. Today, Neil Richmond appointed in his place. The 39-year-old from Ballantyre in South Dublin is a first-time TD, but it's believed he was most upset when he was overlooked at the junior ministerial reshuffle in December, while his party and constituency colleague Josepha Madigan kept her role despite intense speculation she was for the chop. Many of his colleagues were also unhappy he was overlooked at that point, but now Richmond has his opportunity. First elected as a councillor in 2009, he became a senator in 2016. He was elected a TD in 2020 when he and Josepha Madigan won two of three seats for Fine Gael in Dublin Rathdown. Superb vote management, a rare bright spot on a difficult day for the party. He's a member of the Church of Ireland and in Richmond he's also the prop on the fifth team of Old Wesley Rugby Club, a constant on the national and indeed international airwaves of Brexit especially, and a former chair of Young Fine Gael. He's seen as having served his time in spite of his relative inexperience, having worked for former MEP Gay Mitchell and long-standing TD Olivia Mitchell when leaving college. And while happy to be appointed, Neil Richmond says Fine Gael must now move on from the Damien English controversy.
Well, I'm extremely honoured and humbled to be asked by the Taoiseach to take up the position. I'm very aware it's not in the ideal circumstances. That's outside my control. I look forward to hitting the ground running, and this is a really important portfolio and a really important department. A minister doesn't just serve a single constituency, it serves the entire state as a whole. I look at the portfolio that I've been asked to cover by the Taoiseach. That's where my priority will be. It won't be for one individual county above another. It is a very difficult episode, and it throws a huge responsibility on all of us in government and indeed politics, but particularly in Fine Gael, to show to the people of Ireland that we are working to deliver them for them in the key areas that we have promised that we will deliver for, and I have no doubt that we can and will do that.
Neil Richmond speaking to our political editor David Murphy a little bit earlier on, but Barry Lenehan, not everyone is as happy as Neil Richmond.
Some grassroots members at Fine Gael feel the party should have looked beyond the pale in this appointment, noting its electoral struggles in several rural constituencies and former party heartlands in the last two general elections, while Mayo TD and former Minister Michael Ring feels he should have been appointed instead.
First of all, I want to congratulate Neil Richardson. I think he's a very good choice and he'll be an excellent minister, and I want to congratulate him. But I am disappointed that Mayo and Rural Ireland didn't hold on to the ministry. I think there's too many ministers in Dublin now. You know, we need more ministers in Rural Ireland. And I just take my own constituency at Mayo. In the last general election, 33,200 people voted Fine Gael. I got myself 14,796 votes. And I have to say that I'm disappointed that you have a constituency in Dublin that has now three ministers, and we in Mayo, that in the four-seater, have 50% of the seats, two Fine Gael seats, and we don't have a minister. To me, it doesn't add up.
Do you think you should be a minister?
Of course I do. Of course I do. With the vote I got, I was the only Fine Gael TD in the last general election. I got 14,796 votes. I was the only Fine Gael TD that topped the poll, beat Sinn Féin, and we came in with two seats out of four, and the only other place was in Neil Richardson's constituency as well. Fine Gael won two seats there as well. And they finish up with three ministers, and in Mayo we have a junior minister for Fianna Fáil and no Fine Gael minister, and yet we have 50% of the vote. I don't think that adds up. And it doesn't add up for Rural Ireland either. That seat today, Joe Carey could have got that seat, or many others well capable from Rural Ireland that have served the party well could have been considered for that ministry as well today.
Yeah, lots of traditional Fine Gael constituencies overlooked in this decision. No minister for Kerry, there's no minister in Donegal, Carlow Kilkenny, no minister there. Tipperary, there's not even a TD, and Clare Clare as well overlooked Joe Carey. Does this indicate perhaps that Fine Gael is becoming too much of a Dublin party for you?
100% correct. We have turned out to be too much of a city party now, and we're forgetting about rural Ireland. But I'll tell you one thing, I'm just saying this now. The time has come that the rural TDs now need to stand up and be counted. There is too much of an influence in relation to city ministers, and there is too many Dublin ministers. And I have to say, how can you overlook a constituency that 33,000 of the people, 33,000 people voted for the party, and the only Fine Gael TD in the country to top the poll for Fine Gael and beat Sinn Féin, and yet we have two out of the four seats, 50% of the seats, and we're overlooked. I don't like it. I don't think it's right. And I think, you know, the Taoiseach now needs to start coming out into rural Ireland and telling the people of rural Ireland that they have some respect for them.
Why do you think Leo Varadkar didn't pick you?
I don't know why he didn't pick me. I mean, he didn't pick me the last time. I suppose a bit ageism. I don't like that either. I mean, I think I have a lot to contribute to politics.
You think it's an ageist decision, perhaps, Deputy? You are, not to reveal your age on the national airwaves, in your late 60s, are you not? So do you think it's an ageist decision?
I feel 21. I will be going to the next general election. I feel as active now. I have a lot to contribute to politics, and maybe a lot more than some of them that's there. I mean, you can't, you know, disrespect the people that give this party a massive vote.
Yeah, and for the supporters in your constituency, they went everywhere from Belmullet to Tourmacady and everywhere in between for you. Is it a slap in the face for them this evening?
Well, they're disappointed, and they're disappointed what's happening within Fine Gael at the moment. They're disappointed that we've been overlooked again, and maybe somebody should answer to that.
Holy moly, he was never backwards about coming forwards. Well, that's Michael Ring there. Ageism, tell people of rural Ireland they have some respect for them and can't disrespect the people. That's what he had to say, some of what he had to say to Barry Lenehan, who's with me still. How are people within Fine Gael reacting to Michael Ring's claims then?
Support in some quarters, but senior sources within government point in particular to Limerick's Kieran O'Donnell's recent appointment as minister at the age of 59 to counter Michael Ring's argument. Others claim that Neil Richmond is simply the best person for the job, that he has simply followed a well-worn path within Fine Gael of battling for the party in tricky media situations before being elevated to high office, following in the footsteps of the likes of Peter Burke, Martin Hayden and even Pascal Donoghue. While Emma Blaine, she's a Fine Gael councillor in Neil Richmond's constituency. Here's what she told me.
Well, everybody is delighted with Neil's well-deserved appointment. We're all thrilled for him that his hard work over the last 14 years for the people of Glencullen Sandyford and the people of Dublin Rathdown has been recognised and rewarded by the Taoiseach today.
What qualities do you think he'll bring to the role?
I think hard work and dedication are the number one qualities he'll bring. He's a very personable member of the team. He's very popular amongst members. He's always on top of his brief and he's always willing to help his colleagues and councillors and members indeed. So I think he'll bring all of those qualities to the department.
And a relatively young minister as well.
We have a long-standing joke, Neil and I, that I take credit for bringing him to Fine Gael because he signed up to me to Young Fine Gael and Freshers Week in UCDs. So he's kept that enthusiasm alive since then, and he's a young man, but he's not new to the party or new to the game at all, so he'll bring a wealth of experience despite his young age, I think.
Well, a great evening for Fine Gael in Dublin Rathdown. There are Fine Gael people in other constituencies who'll be most disappointed with this appointment, saying it represents too much of a Dublin-centric approach by the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. What would you say to that?
Issues of geography and indeed gender are always difficult to balance when it comes to appointments like this. I don't think there's a Fine Gael member in any constituency across the country that would begrudge Neil's appointment today.
The people in Mayo, for instance, Fine Gael people there would argue they went out in the depths of winter and secured 39.5% of the first preference vote at the last election. And they have no ministers despite having two TDs.
Hopefully next time around that'll be rewarded. They have had many ministers in the past. The county has done well in the past and I'm sure it will again soon.
And that's Emma Blaine, Fine Gael councillor in Neil Richmond's constituency. So how is the opposition reacting here, Barry?
Looking to make hay on any perceived regional imbalance this evening, the AIN2 leader Pather Tobin claims the government's centre of gravity is now firmly in Dublin.
I think people will be aghast right through the country at this. There is clearly an over-concentration of ministers now in Dublin. It's an incredible situation that 40% of all senior ministers in this country now are from Dublin, despite the fact that Dublin has about 26% of the population. And Dublin has about 12 ministers in total, while there's roughly about 10 counties without a minister at all. And in the Dublin Rathdown constituency, it seems that there's been a kind of a late show attitude to ministerial positions, with literally one for every TD in a constituency. And there's a problem here. And the major problem is that if you have most of the key decision makers in the country from a particular location, they're naturally going to deliver on the basis of the world that they know. And it means that the really lopsided development of this country that's going on for the last 20 or 30 years is going to continue. So we know that Dublin is overheating, and that's not good for Dublin. But we also have a massive sprawling commuter belt now. People are actually commuting from Connacht, from Ulster and Munster into Dublin. And then many of our regions have a situation whereby they're emptying of their young people. That's unbalanced spatial development.
With the greatest respect, Deputy, while the issues you raise are very valid, really does the appointment of Neil Richmond make any difference to those? He is representing all 26 counties as a minister.
I think the selection of Neil Richmond, you know, he's obviously a talented elected representative in his own right, but it's just part of the trend where we see Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens really find their centre of gravity in Dublin. People talk about the necessity for diversity to be in Leinster House, but if we're not going to be choosing elected representatives to be ministers from outside of the M50, where's the diversity in that?
It's supporters of Deputy Richmond may argue that he's simply the best man for the job of those who are still without a ministerial portfolio within the Fine Gael ranks.
Listen, this is no reflection on Neil Richmond, but if we're going to say that only the best people for the job can be found in Dublin, are we really saying that we don't have talented elected representatives from counties outside of Dublin? That's patently untrue.
And that is the leader of Aontú Padraig Tobin. Ed texts the programme to say a Dublin-centric Fine Gael is a necessary counterbalance to Fianna Fáil, which is completely dominated by Colchis. So says Ed to 51551, Barry Lenehan. Thank you very much indeed.